News Hit.
Good morning, I'm Naomi Lynch. Night Quarter is moving to the Sunshine Coast. Unable to find a new location for the markets after closing its shipping container doors in Helensvale earlier this year, the owners are now taking the live music venue 2 hours up the highway, with a new venue set to open by Christmas. Co-owner Michelle Christo telling us they did an exhaustive search for a new location on the Gold Coast, but just haven't managed to find the right spot here.
Everyone's just been so helpful, supportive. I mean, people have offered even their backyards, but obviously there's a certain criteria we were looking for in terms of finding a viable site, and the site that we've found that meets all the criteria on the Sunshine Coast.
Canberra is urging Queensland to get cracking with a 2032 Olympic bid. The Premier is heading up a task force to determine what a Queensland bid would look like and whether it would be worth it. But Federal MP Ted O'Brien says it's a no-brainer for the Gold Coast.
If you think of the Gold Coast, all the way through to the Sunshine Coast, including Brisbane and beyond, we are a tourism mecca. So we have the core ingredients to put a compelling proposition on the table for the International Olympic Committee.
The White House has confirmed Scott Morrison will be honoured with a state dinner when the PM heads to the States with his wife Jenny in September. It'll be just the second state dinner Donald Trump has hosted, and it will be the first for an Aussie leader since John Howard met with George W. Bush back in 2006. Another Thor movie has been locked in, and now the battle begins to bring the fourth installment to the Gold Coast. Industry and political leaders will be lobbying Marvel Studios to make Thor Love and Thunder here to create jobs and boost the economy once again after Thor Ragnarok was shot on the Goldie in 2017. And there'll be some smoke around the northern end of the Gold Coast over the next few days. Fire crews conducting hazard reduction burns in the Pacific Pines parklands until Friday. To sport now, and Aussie swimmer Mack Horton and his family have reportedly received threats online following the 23-year-old's podium snub at the World Championships. Horton refused to stand alongside China's Sung Yang during a medal ceremony, but Olympian Libby Trickett says she was happy to see Mack take a stand.
What do you do in that situation? Because everyone's so angry that Sun Yang has been able to compete at this World Championships, considering there is a court of arbitration doping case against him at this point in time.
And delays in obtaining a working visa for Titans recruit Callum Watkins has caught the attention of a Queensland LNP senator. James McGrath says a diehard Titans fan raised the issue with him.
And said, "Are you aware of this?" And I was, "No, I'm not. I'm going to do something about this." And I wrote a letter off to the Immigration Minister about an hour after the constituent contacted me.
And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or through our website.